Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of agriculture and rural life. I'm Adam Albrecht. There's no question that the cost to farm has risen. Today, we're speaking with AVP Branch Manager Jordan Crowett about what farmers and ranchers can do to combat these costs. Welcome to the program, Jordan.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
We've been seeing interest rates rise, input prices rise, and inflation continue to rise. What type of impact is this having on farm country?
Yeah, I think costs are definitely a major concern for all of our operators. Everyone's just realizing that inputs, equipment, building materials, just plain costing more nowadays. And rising interest rates just compound that if you need to borrow to be able to purchase those types of assets. As far as the impact, I definitely, more recently with rising rates, people are looking at purchases at year end here, building projects for next year. They're definitely a little more hesitant to go forward with some of those bigger projects. That being said, profitability has still been up in farm country these last few years, so there is a little bit of wiggle room in the cash flows and in the working capital levels. So not everyone is putting those projects off. Everyone's just being cautious like they always are, though, just making sure they're making the best decisions for their farm.
And so, Jordan, of course, you deal with farmers and ranchers every day. What have you been hearing from them lately about these rising costs?
Well, with my position as a loan officer, the biggest question that I get has to do with interest rates, of course. Everyone's asking, where are they at now? Where do you see them going? Of course, I can't predict the future. I think the Fed has said that they do plan on increasing rates a little bit into 2023. To what extent, you know, we don't know that. I do have a lot of conversations around interest rates. Guys are just wanting to make sure that they're making the best decisions when they're making their purchases. You know, whether they should fix their rates in now, keep their rates as a variable, just depending on how much they think it's going to go up from here into the future. So,
of course, a lot of financials do follow the lead of the Federal Reserve. And as they continue to raise rates, financial organizations such as yourself follow to some degree. But many farmers have had a solid few years of earnings and crop prices remain at elevated levels. How big of an impact does this have in combating rising costs elsewhere?
Yeah, that's a good question, Adam. I mean, definitely if an operation has had a few solid years of earnings, that means they probably have maybe built their cash position a little bit or allowed them to make a few purchases that they've been meaning to make in the last few years. So that does take some of the burden off in that way. And especially where crop prices are at now and where they're at for even next year's crop right now, we're still able to project a profit even with the elevated costs in a lot of cases. So even with everything costing more, these elevated crop prices have definitely taken some of the worry out of the cash flow side of things. Although I think everyone is still being cautious because we don't know how long that's going to last. In agriculture, everything's a cycle. So, eventually there's going to be that year where maybe crop prices start to fall and costs are still high. So I think everyone's just trying to retain what earnings they can and maybe use that as a pillow, a financial pillow going forward.
So with that in mind, then, given the fact that prices are at least profitable right now, does it make sense to future contract and lock in some of that crop price now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not a marketing expert per se, and we don't tell our operators when they should or shouldn't sell. But I would say a lot of operators, they do work with marketers, and they of course, they're following the market. I think a lot of them do recognize that opportunity right now and are starting to take the opportunity to lock in some of those prices.
You, of course, work as a lender for farmers and ranchers. What role can a financial institution play in all of this?
Yeah, I can't speak for all financial institutions, but at Ag Country, we are a member-owned co-op, so we're definitely trying to do what we can to help make our customers successful. One way we do that is for the last several years, we've been paying back 1% patronage on all eligible business. So that's basically 1% of their loan business back in their pocket at the end of the year. With the rising rates, the Fed increased 0.75% again back in November. Egg Country did make the decision to hold back 50 basis points of that on our variable rate loans, but not pass that whole 75 basis point cost to the customers. So that's definitely helped to our customers. In addition to that, we do have our farm cash management accounts that are linked to our operating loans. So basically, if someone has some extra cash that they're not needing to borrow operating on, there's a chance to get some nice return on that with where our rates are currently. In addition to that, just providing counsel when our customers are asking us about making important decisions that pertain to their operation.
Now, as a lender, I'm guessing you do get asked about interest rates quite a bit. You know, when we hear that the Fed is raising interest rates by 75 basis points or 0.75% on a variable interest rate loan, that money can really add up, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, 0.5% can make a big difference. And that's compounded with how much the Fed has increased in the last year or so. That money really adds up and can affect cash flow. So,
and so at the farm level, we're nearing year end and planning for the next crop year. What can farmers and ranchers do to prepare for next year and hedge against the rising costs of either growing a crop or raising animals?
I would say on an annual basis, farmers are looking at making those decisions this time of year. Harvest is in the rearview mirror. Operators know where they are income-wise, you know, where their yields ended up, what they're able to sell their crop for. And so, you know, a lot of guys are doing tax planning. They're meeting with their agronomists, figuring out what inputs need to be put on the field for next year. You know, a lot of times there's some discounts this time of year for certain inputs where they can maybe save a little bit of money by paying for those now instead of waiting till next spring. So that's just, those are annual decisions that they're making every year. But on top of that, it's also a good time to start looking at some of those risk management products, whether it's for crops or livestock, meeting with your insurance agents, finding out what type of programs we might need to be looking at for next year, how to best protect that crop value that's out in the field or that livestock values that we're looking at selling for next year.
All right, Jordan, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap up here? Is there any big takeaway or recommendation you would make to listeners about how to combat these prices?
No, I would just encourage our operators to continue to talk to people that they trust, that they deal with on a day-to-day basis with their operation. You know, talking to your agronomist, to your tax accountant, lender, insurance agent and whatnot. Look for those opportunities to protect next year's income. Look for ways to save money on the input side and things like that. So,
all right, Jordan, well, thank you very much for joining us here today and discussing this very important topic and very timely topic with us.
No, thank you for having me, Adam, and I hope everyone has a great holiday season going forward. So,
that is AVP Branch Manager Jordan Crowett with Egg Country. If you have a question about a financial topic, we would love to hear from you. You can message Egg Country on Facebook, tweet at them on Twitter, or submit your question using their website at eggcountry.com.